You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, masturbators and fornicators, yes, wankers and monkey spankers and plank yankers and meat beaters and nub rubbers, pearl polishers and ham slammers, hog floggers and oil drillers, snake charmers and gopher grinders, fist humpers and muffin buffers, ball jugglers and duck pluckers, pud pounders and bush beaters, shank shaggers and finger painters, wood shiners and grotto gropers, salami slappers, sausage squeezers, pickle ticklers, starting to sound like a deli in here. Okay. Merry Masturbation Month! Everybody. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
And, you know, sex is what brings us into the world. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That's correct. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Rama, Dhamma, but one thing we know, we are all children of sex. Yeah, sometimes it involves chemistry, but sex is involved, you know, sperm and egg, so far until we start cloning ourselves. Then, who knows? Except sex will probably always be with us, because after all, sex, brothers and sisters, is not mainly about procreation. Not for human beings, brothers and sisters, maybe for certain animals, but not the human animal. The human animal has sex most of the time for recreation, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, that's correct. It's not all about making babies and more babies and more babies. We've done quite a bit of that. But we can also use sex for pleasure. We can also use sex for relaxation. And that's where masturbation comes in this merry masturbation month of May. Woohoo! Yes, that's right. Here in Bonoboville, the merry masturbation month of May is our Christmas, as Baby Blockamore says, or like Ramadan for the Muslims, right? It's our Ramadan, okay?
It's a Susan Block masturbation Christmas.
It's
that's
like
right,
Pesach,
a Susan Block masturbation Christmas.
Sort of Pesach for the Jews, except a month, right? And I don't know what the Hindus do. Something, I'm sure, that, you know, Bum Shiva Shambhala, you know? Well, that's a certain sect of Hindus. Anyway, yes, it's a special time of month because we don't only masturbate in May. Nobody's silly enough. I'm kind of getting sick of people who say, why is May masturbation month? Shouldn't every month be masturbation month? I masturbate every month, you know, but it's kind of like Black History Month and Women's Month. And it's like the month that you not just do the thing, you honor the thing, you talk about the thing, right. You get into the thing, you know, and the thing being self-love, brothers and sisters. We praise. People are whispering in the church here. Don't be whispering in the church, brother and sister.
The priest is gonna slap you.
I'll sick my snake on you. Don't be whispering in the church or I'll separate you.
She was picking on me.
Oh, she's a little bitch, that one. That's right. That's right, she is. But we love her. That's why she's back.
I was trying to pay attention.
That's right. That is Sister Ava, otherwise known as Mistress Ava. So, Right, masturbation month. That's when we do our thing. That's when we stroke it and choke it and admit to it and confess and say, Lord, I masturbate and I am not ashamed.
Exactly.
That's right. Mm-mm. I mean, even if you didn't do it today, you did it yesterday or you did it last week. I hope you did it.
We hope.
And, you know, mutual masturbation is also masturbation. Anytime your fingers do the walking on your own, well, hopefully they're not yellow pages, but they're, you know, pink pages or brown pages or whatever pages your fingers are doing the walking, it's when you do it to yourself, you know, like my lovely tranny here. Here we go. She could have a partner or not, right? Isn't this cute?
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
That rocks.
Can I please have one of those?
This is a gift, but you can play with it.
Yes. That's fantastic.
Yes, brothers and sisters, masturbation is a great gift from the gods, the goddess, nature, whatever gave it to us. It is a gift. That's right. The great Greek philosopher Diogenes the Cynic called masturbation a most marvelous blessing of nature. If only it were so easy as to get rid of my hunger for food just by rubbing my stomach. Mm-hmm. You know, it is to satisfy my hunger for sex just by rubbing my gyno, you know. He is Greek, right? Yeah. Okay, I gotta pull my mic down. It's always sliding up. Okay, pull it down here. Yep. Okay. There we go. Gotta get everything into position. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Masturbation is natural, and yes, as the great Saint George Carlin said, what did he say? If God had intended us not to masturbate, He would have made our arms shorter. And that's why the Tyrannosaurus Rex was such an angry creature. You know, probably, right? Can you imagine? I'm going to eat somebody. You want to eat somebody if you can't touch it, you know? And not consensually. Anyway, we're going to testify to the truth of masturbation. The body, mind, and soul tonight here on Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation, broadcasting live.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
The Garden of Eden. This here's my snake. Her name is Evie. That's right.
I love her.
And now I want to introduce some of my other guests. I've already started, I guess.
Do I get to play?
You could play with Evie a little bit. Here we go.
Oh,
yeah, this is Sister Amor, who is back from her deathbed or something, and
what
here
kind
she
of
is
snake
resurrected.
Is that?
And this, I should introduce the voice here, because people are wondering who
the
is
voice
that?
Of evil.
I'm pure
man.
Evil.
Man, who is that evil man?
I'm evil. I'm evil. I'm pure evil. Let me get inside you. I'm pure evil. Let me come get you, Dr. Susan Block. I will take you.
Whoa.
Yikes. I will take you, Dr. Susan Block.
Oh. Oh, my.
I am evil.
That could almost make me like a horror movie.
Yes.
Wow. So this is the voice of Hart Fisher. That sounds like such a, you know, a nice kind of neighborhood guy, Hart Fisher.
Honor roll student.
Yeah, there you go.
Straight A student.
Straight A student. How did a nice guy like you become so evil?
Chicago.
There you go.
And my mother.
But they have good pizza, at least.
Amazing pizza and more episodes on gangland than any other city in the United States.
And Obama. Didn't he come out of...
That's right, and look at how he's going gangbusters on our rights.
But he left, right, yeah. And yeah, he is. I mean, all presidents do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, power corrupts, and absolute power... you know, makes you forget how important masturbation is, right? I mean, that was President Bill who fired Dr. Joyce Lynn Elders, okay, and forgot the importance of masturbation when you're in the public eye, like the Oval Office. Maybe you should just jerk it.
Maybe he wouldn't have gotten in trouble, right?
There you go. All right, so we are celebrating masturbation. Do people, then you are a horror movie sort of host or something?
Well, I own the world's greatest uncut 24-hour, 7 days a week horror channel, American Horrors, at www.filmon.com. Mm. That's right, www.filmon.com. As the host of American Horrors, I bring you nothing but the best in uncut horror. Tomorrow it's uncut Danzig videos and all satanic films.
Now, what does all this have to do with masturbation?
Yeah,
I changed my entire masturbation life when I got a Prince Albert.
Oh. That's kind of a hard.
Wait, yeah. I want to know how that works. I'm actually kind of curious.
Can we
Does
see?
That hurt?
Can
we see that?
Can we
actually?
Look at it?
Yeah, just not on camera, a little shy.
Oh.
I'm a shy, scary guy. Scary
guys,
guy.
What do we think of that? Tell him no.
I want to see that. I've never seen one in real life.
Seven gauge. Prince Albert, 7 gauge. Thank you.
We haven't done the Bonoboville communion yet. So let me introduce my other guests then. If you would have shown us your Prince Albert, I would have stuck with you. But I am now going to introduce, this is not in order, Penny Jane. Penny Jean, and it says Jane, okay.
What a pretty name.
Right, and this is Penny's first time. She's a virgin.
Shut up,
so,
virgin. Yay, welcome her.
So of course I, you know, have to get your name wrong. And then I'll, you know, get it right. And so you are here, but okay, you guys. If you're going to talk,
he's
talk.
So distracting, him and his peers.
She's
stick.
Asking me about the PA, the 7-gauge.
Maybe
Albert.
I should just put you up on the bed, and you should
it's
just flounce around.
Oh, no, I'm the one supposed to do the punishing around here.
Come on, just get up on the bed. Here she goes. Here she goes. Here she
I shouldn't
goes.
Be this obedient.
Mistress Ava is so obedient. She's beautiful.
That's who's been distracting me, Mistress Ava?
Yes.
No
she
wonder.
Is.
This
and
is very
she
demanding.
I have to sit next to her.
She had to come back for more. Yeah, okay, so lie down here. All right.
She likes
and
my
give
hair.
Give her the mic. Let her. She can have a mic. So,
she's like, I like your weave.
Back.
Girl.
Down, everybody.
She likes my weave.
I have Penny Jean. I need a pen.
She's
and
done.
Pen for Penny. So, Pen E is brought here by. Our good friend, the mysterious, the magical, the award-winning, the unseen scene maker, Jack the Zipper. Where is he?
Is he I want to meet Jack the Zipper. Hell
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack. Yeah, right. You only know about Jack the Ripper.
No, I actually know about Jack the Zipper because we have a couple of mutual friends and
right.
We're aware of each other's work, and I've always wanted to meet him.
And he does often come to Bonoboville, and one can sometimes actually see him, or perhaps he's a ghost, or, you're never sure if it's his double, since he is so very famous, he has many
Jack is
around.
At the bar.
And he hangs out at the bar, right.
That's the only place he hangs out.
The beautiful speakeasy bar.
Yeah, he's at the bar.
Yeah, so how did you meet Jack?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I met him in a motel.
In a motel.
I like the sound of that.
Wow.
That's great.
It sounds like you met him, was it an audition? Is it like the couch? Or it was the movie, the actual movie?
No.
You just met him to do the movie?
No, I never...
You never met him?
No.
Right,
no,
I see. Okay. All right, well, welcome. Did you masturbate today?
I didn't.
You didn't? Well, you're due.
What?
Have you had sex? Have you had sex today?
Yeah.
You did. You had sex. Did you come?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times?
Once.
Okay, well, how many times do you like to come?
All
the time.
All the time. Wow, that's actually kind of uncomfortable. There's like some sort of South American woman who had this thing where she couldn't stop coming, and it was very...
Oh, really? No,
she got
wow.
disability for that. She did. She did.
Heard that somebody... I heard recently that someone got brain damage from excessive orgasm.
Look at this beautiful tableau of the three
How
graces.
How the hell was she doing
and it. And the snake.
Google it. It's crazy.
Yes. Google it.
Right?
I will.
No, seriously.
Okay, now the snake is now here. Give her back to me because you're letting her crawl away, which is understandable because you are a virgin.
Sorry. She wanted to say hi.
I want to play with your snake. She made a round.
Play with my snake. Oh, yeah. Play with my snake. Mm.
That's a really long snake you got there.
It is. It's not so good on girth. But it's nice and long and it moves
really, it's bendy.
Really rhythmically, yeah.
You could probably knot it up.
It's very sensuous. Mm. So this is Odette.
Hello.
Odette Delacroix.
Yes.
C'est très français.
A little, but my family is French, so I wanted to kind of stick to my roots.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit of an ode to the French sexuality. And I just want to say that I masturbated for Penny today and myself.
Oh, wow.
Twice. So, you know, one for you, because I know you didn't get that in your schedule, and then one for myself.
Okay. I mean, you were doing it for her and then for yourself. That's very, very, you know,
giving
of your masturbation. It sort of reminds me of some of these masturbation for peace kind of activities that there are, right?
I'm pretty sure I did it for peace, too, maybe one of those
Betathon.
Times.
Yeah. Now, Amor, you were here at our Drop Bras, Not Bombs show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And it was an awesome show, and somebody did drop a bomb, Mo the monster, dropped his bomb on your chest.
That's true.
That sounds horrible.
Bomb.
That's a horror movie.
No, it's a horror movie. It's my kind of horror. It was pure DNA. It was beautiful.
It was out of love.
It sounds like pure protein.
Protein.
You know, it was for a good cause.
With a little bit of ammonia or whatever, all those different chemicals. And it all over her chest because she had dropped her bra.
Exactly.
And, by the way, wait a second. Oh, yes, here we
go. Stuff happens.
Actually, you dropped two of your bras.
Oh, you found my bras. Thank you. Aww.
Two bras for Amor.
I was like, Mommy, I left my bras.
Yeah, so you could change into them if you want, you know, although you look great in your corset.
I don't know. I wore the vintage piece for you tonight.
She's actually more comfortable when she sits, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does she like to sit better?
I think she likes to sit.
I love that so much.
She, he, it, very confusing. Mm.
It reminds me of Tiffany Star Show.
Yeah.
I miss her.
Your first show here.
Yeah.
You were very intimate.
She looks like the female wrestler.
And I rode a bicycle.
Yes, Tiffany Star. Right?
I miss her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she'll be back. She'll actually be back any day.
Hopefully she's listening.
Yeah, hi, Tiffany. She, I heard that she was the most downloaded porn star in the Vatican.
I heard that too, actually.
In the Vatican?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, that's what I said. They, of course, download porn, just like everybody else. And they happen to have a particular penchant for transsexual porn. Which,
imagine that.
You know, yeah, exactly. It makes sense.
When they're running a worldwide child molestation network, imagine that they'd be into transgender porn.
You know, I didn't associate that because I think when you are child molesting, it's got nothing to do with transgender. That's just,
that's just me being political from the radio show.
Yeah, but you know what? Here it is. It's more the fact that they wear dresses all the time. Yeah, I think that's what fits.
I just bitch and moan about the Vatican all the time.
Yeah, you know, I think that the child abuse mainly comes from the deprivation, the condemnation of masturbation, as well as fornication. But really, you know, they're not even allowed to masturbate in peace, in
really?
Feeling peaceful.
Nope. So not only do they have to give up ladies, they have to give up everything.
Sorry. Well, yeah. I mean, if there's going to be good Catholics, right?
I didn't know they had to give up masturbation.
You're not supposed to masturbate.
Yeah, no masturbation at all.
You know this.
I was brought up Catholic.
You were.
And
Can I get somebody to pull this, put it on the floor here for me?
I feel like all the girls I meet that were Catholic or went to a Catholic school all say this. Or they're in the porn industry. I know so many of them.
We have to make up for so many years of not being able to. I can remember the first time.
Oh, and I don't blame you.
I used to hide my dildo in the bathroom closet that had all the towels in it. And I think one time my mom was changing the towels and found my dildo, and she threw it at my head, and it hit my head.
Threw it at your head.
Whoa!
Threw it at
my head.
Now that is child abuse.
That's abuse.
Yes.
That is.
I kept it. I keep a dildo in my car to hit people. Honestly,
so, yeah. He does.
I do.
You know, he is not a role model. I just want to say
it can be quite the
this
weapon.
This guy, right?
It was used in.
Sure, they're heavy.
I sold my soul for anal.
What good would a light dildo do? Although I yes. did just to say yeah. for the light dildos, I had the porn clown posse on here,
uh-huh.
and they
posse.
Did use balloons as dildos. So
did they work? Wow. How was that?
It was a little, you know, I think it's a little awkward, but if you lube it up enough, you know, I mean.
What about if it pops?
A clown orgasm. Well, then I guess you really come.
Would that be like an interior slap or a spanking inside?
Something like that. I want to say hi to Juicy J. Hi. Say hi to the microphone.
Hello, lovely.
How have you been?
I've been really fabulous. I'm working on some new music and doing a benefit show June 2nd at Avalon with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, Eminem, and all this.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Woo. So when are you going to bring Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre over to Bonoboville?
Please. I would love that.
Right?
I will drop bras, not
Let's
bombs
see.
For that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part two.
I think everybody will. But we had Too Short here, if
Maybe
that's
next week.
You know. Next week. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be our Ooh, masturbation
that will
month
be fun.
Climax.
Do you think he's going to get naked?
Do I think, Snoop will get naked?
I know Kid Rock will.
Maybe.
Well, Kid Rock,
Kid
of
Rock,
course.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
A few shots later.
Yeah. We'll have an American flag all laid out on the on the broadcast bed.
We'll even play country music.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. I mean, that kind of party.
You know, I'm going to get my... everybody say goodnight to my snake. Although, if you remind me, I'll bring her out.
Bye, Evie.
It's tied up in your dress.
Yeah,
there.
I know. It's tied up in the dress. Here we go. Okay, here she goes. Just put her back. Yep.
Isn't that the story of every
That's
dick in the
Eve.
World tied up in a pretty dress?
Yeah. Right, okay. So how did you masturbate today?
I actually used this tiny little vibrator that I got, and I was stuck in traffic. And I've learned the secret to driving in L.A. is to masturbate whenever you're in a traffic jam. And then when you get into your car, it's like conditioning over and over again. I become in a really great mood and a little bit horny,
I don't
too.
Know if I want to recommend that, you know?
Well,
I
have, it has to be bad traffic.
Well, yeah. You
where
have to
where
be,
you're
like,
just
stuck.
rolling at best.
No, not Duh. Rolling. You're not Duh. Masturbating.
I want to be her best friend. She has good advice.
This could turn into one of his horror movies. No, really. Do not masturbate and drive. Okay?
The world That's according
like,
to Garp.
It's probably not as bad as texting, though.
Is
I mean,
that like drunk driving? Can get like an MUI, like masturbating under influence?
You'll get a ticket.
There's always that four-wheel
It'd be public indecency. You'd be labeled a sex offender.
I'm going to look down at you, and I say, ha-ha.
On the other hand, you know, having sex in a car is fun, having in a parked car, or
Roadhead.
Masturbating in a parked
Roadhead
car.
Roadhead is awesome.
And getting...
long drive.
Roadhead rocks.
Well, no, I'm not recommending
enough.
That. You guys, that's dangerous.
Like I do, you know.
Don't attempt to have sex in like a Mazda Miata or something.
This
you don't want to try that.
Masturbation education, brothers and sisters. We are all adults here, right?
Yes.
And, of course, this show is for adults only. But, you know, of course, a lot of kids listen to it.
We'll grow up and watch it.
Well, at least they're getting educated properly. Right.
Well, that's what we want. We don't want to tell them to be getting roadhead.
It's dangerous
yeah,
but fun.
Yeah, actually, that's
parking
a bad
lot
idea.
Head, okay?
Parking lot
head.
Parking lot. Rules of
no
the road.
Kids, roadhead,
you know,
roadhead.
Grass,
I'm telling
trash,
you right now,
nobody
roadhead.
Nobody rides for free.
Woo.
Sunday.
All right. So, when's the last time you masturbated?
On set.
Yes.
Yeah. Because like the dude went away for a while and I was like
okay,
bored.
Right.
And I
right.
needed to be serviced,
right.
but no one was there to service me.
Right, right.
Yeah,
and you wanted
so
to
I
get it going.
Myself.
You know, that's what our
She's
fingers
so
are
cute.
For, brothers mm-hmm. and sisters. They are for fluffing ourselves when the need is there. Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
true,
there's
true.
No reason to go
to
without. You've always got this. And actually, I talked to a guy that was quadriplegic today, and he doesn't have this. So, brothers and sisters, if you have this, and by this I mean your fingers, take advantage and feel blessed.
Yeah, because, seriously.
Because he can't do that, you know.
It's so true.
There are some people that cannot masturbate. You are blessed
totally
if
true.
You can. Yes, that's true. And you know, sometimes it's for all different purposes. I mean, it's a sleeping pill, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it puts me to sleep for freaking sure.
When did you masturbate last?
With the last toy that you donated to me.
Oh.
I love it. The remote one.
I gave you a dick.
It was the remote one.
Oh, I gave you some different things.
I wish you gave me a dick.
I did give you a dick. I gave you that dildo, that realistic one from Swingtastic.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. I love that thing.
Yeah.
I tweeted at them. Hi, guys.
But it's...
I love you.
Right.
Swingtastic is fantastical.
Mm. So, all right, so I'm glad you're masturbating with our toys, and we have more
it's
toys.
It's the month, right?
It's month.
It's masturbation
you
month.
You kind of have to do it a little more than normal.
But the remote control thing, I got to say, I love that. Mm. I always wanted to try that, and I finally got it to work, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I remember we gave you that. That's from, I think, Cal Exotics or something.
Yeah, just needs new batteries because it's already like that.
Okay, well, we'll get some batteries. Tell me again who you are.
My name is Rusty Fox.
Rusty Fox.
Yes.
And are you also in the horror business?
I work with horror. Yeah, I'm a comedian.
You're a comedian.
Yeah.
Do you have any masturbation jokes?
What, bean flicking?
Bean flicking.
Yeah. You never heard that? A girl flicks her bean.
Yeah. A girl flicks her bean.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a guy for a second and thinking, that'd be kind of small. Bean flicking. Yeah. Bean flicking is one of those things, like pearl polishing. Muff diving would be someone else.
Yeah.
That would be.
You normally would see Rusty in a Devo video in a diaper dancing around. That's where you'd see Rusty.
In a Devo video in a diaper? Wow, I can picture.
You know, people think I'm being mean, right?
Like no, I think I'd like to let our radio audience know that Rusty is shaped like a samurai, I guess you'd say, or. I don't know. Is that what we would say you're shaped like? Or Humpty Dumpty?
Sumo?
A sumo. Yes, yeah. Not a samurai.
Yeah. Sumo.
Right. Sumo or Humpty Dumpty. Take your pick.
Baby Huey.
Baby Huey. There you go.
Old cartoon.
Mm. I see people starting to take their clothes off. Okay. Uh-oh. So here we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just got busted so hard.
No, that's
We're
good.
We're going to do a little
I was making her take her clothes off because I wanted her to put my bra on.
I
told her
to
admit a cod on her.
We're all going to watch the changing of the bra.
Doc, this
in
is
fact,
way better
think,
than Larry
and
King.
And I
kind of
want to see her boobs, too. I'm not going to lie.
It's way better than Larry King.
Taking off her little tank top now.
I love being a woman because I can undress other women. And not be considered like so weird. I love it. Look,
give a round of
I win.
Now the
I love being a woman. Oh, Susie, last night.
Yeah.
I was at the bar, and I was the only girl dancing because I've been you know 3 weeks without drinking any drinks. Oh. So I went to the bar I was off on my antibiotics, and I was like woo, and I'm partying, and I saw the greatest looking ass on this grill. And I was like, oh. So I went and I grabbed it, of course.
Of course.
And then later on, I was like, oh. And I.
By the way,
don't
try that at home either, brothers and sisters. Grabbing an ass in a bar is only something that you can get away with.
That's only something a Moore can do.
If you look like a Moore. You know.
It's only
right.
me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, well, me and Hart do it.
Regular people
no
out there.
No one else can do that. Sorry, guys. It's
no,
only a
no.
woman thing.
Right. Okay. So you grab this ass.
So and I was bragging to the boys all night. I go, I love being a woman. When I see a good-looking girl, I can grab her and she can't smack me. You know, because I'd be like, I'm 5 feet tall. What can you do? So I'm like, you know. So, and then later on, I notice something. And then the guy goes, Amor, that's not a girl. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not that great after all.
No.
The Adam's apple gave it away.
You're attracted to to feminine men.
Look, it happens.
China,
apparently.
Attracted to feminine men,
it's
and that's
China,
all there is to
apparently, it's the truth.
All right. It is it's about a half hour into the show, and I don't want to be a bad hostess.
It's
working.
Yay.
So I would
offer
my famous Bonoboville communion. We've been talking about religion tonight. Uh-oh. And we do communion here in Bonoboville with our Bonoboville Jell-O shots made by Jell-O.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jell-O Shots LA.
You want it?
Jell-O Shots LA, brothers and sisters. And so, you know, we've got all different flavors tonight. This is exciting.
Oh, what flavors do we have?
Well, you know, I think it's like lime and mango and margarita flavor and, you know. And
I want to try the lime. All right. That sounds delicious.
Well,
out of her boobs.
Okay. Well, come right up here.
Let's do
Sister
it.
Amor.
Come on, sis.
Yeah, come on up.
We have to de-virginize these two girls.
Absolutely.
Yes. I want the full initiation.
Here, don't threaten me. I'm ready.
Look at these threatening two myself. Hot blondes just coming Woo! Forward.
5 feet tall.
Here they come.
Same height.
Two
yeah,
hot blondes in black, brothers and sisters. Two hot blondes in black. I just saw Jack, speaking of black, and Jack, don't you get near my cameras.
Oh, and we actually have a lot of food
but get on a
guys
microphone,
on here,
Jack.
So they'll
get
appreciate
on a mic.
This.
Oh, yes. We'll have little nylons on.
Great. Okay, here they come. We have Amor, Baby Block, Hilton, you know. Of course, I have a Hilton in the family. Right. I have a Lubkowitz and a Hilton. And where is the mic? Let's see. Microphone. I need the microphone. All right. So, what is this? Ah, yes. Okay, can you come over here and put the microphone near that? So, you can do that. All right, and here we go. We need the salt. Can I get the salt, please? And this is the lovely Odette. And by the way, we also have someone on the line for Odette. Is he on the phone or on Twitter? He's on the phone, Brad. Can we put Brad on? He has a question for Odette. And we have a microphone here. So here, I'll hold this. And you can just sprinkle some salt on the nipples and then do your suck. And how you doing, Odette?
Oh, I'm doing very great.
Oh, good.
It's getting better every second.
Okay. And do we have Brad on the line?
Hello, Brad.
Yeah, Brad.
Is he still here?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have salty titties now.
Yes,
salty titties.
They're all titties, too.
Right.
There's not much boobage, but there's a lot of titties.
And this is what we call the Bonoboville Communion, where we salt the titties.
Yes.
It looks like cocaine, but please don't snort it because it's going to be painful. It is salt. Okay, and Amor is now going to suck the nipples of the salt, right? Here we go.
Be thorough.
Then down with the Jell-O shot from Jell-O Shot LA. Oh, she's going to get a little off with her fingernail, or she wants to do the Jell-O shot first and then the salt. Oh, she's doing, she's preparing. That's what fingernails are
for. This is
for.
Not her first.
Is that a professional sport? I love this. This is my favorite type of shot.
Two nipples. I like that too.
Juicy, what you think of that?
I agree. It's my favorite too.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she's ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, go for it. Go for it.
Well, my second favorite shot is the cum shot.
Talking. Would you like
you have
go.
Your lime? Yeah, okay.
Okay,
oh, she's got the lime in her mouth. And now she's gonna lick the nipple, suck.
That's how it's done.
And those are some hard nipples.
That's not the only thing.
And now, Amor is amusing us with how she can do this.
Dr. Susie,
with
you
no
know
hands.
You have a caller,
yeah.
Susie.
Talent.
Right. Susie, Dr.
Here we
Susie.
Go. Let's have him on. Yeah, put him on. I can't hear him.
Hello?
Hi, Brad? We asked for him and he won't speak, so that's why we kept talking.
Is he a little shy?
I guess.
Or not here? Anymore?
Brad, are you there? Brad?
Brad, I hope you're there. This woman tastes Brad. Delicious.
Okay, well.
Fucking hot.
I don't think so. I think the bra looks much better around her waist, right?
I can wear it as a little waist cinch.
Right, as a little waist cinch.
A little
cincher.
Belt.
Okay.
Bra belt.
But now, Amor, I think you have to return the favor and don't hurt yourself.
I would like to do that.
Return the favor, darling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I think it was my knee. But
yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
I got two.
How is it better? How is it better?
And so now you're
so
going
now,
to get into position. And here comes the lovely boobs of Amor.
The mango one?
And where's the salt? Salt? Who's got the salt? Where did that...
Where's the salt? I can do it without salt.
It's well, then it's... Yeah, where's... Where did the salt go? Who? Here it is.
I have a salty substitute.
Do.
Okay, can I hear you,
I
caller?
You
hello?
Well, if you can get it out before she sprinkles the salt on.
Susan?
Yeah, exactly.
Then she'll lick that up, baby.
Dr. Okay. Susie?
Yes.
Oh, all around good. That rim.
Brad?
Oh,
Brad there?
Brought me
Brad, are you there?
Brad's speechless.
You're next, woman. Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at the virgin. She's next.
Uh-oh. I'm looking at your titties.
Next victim.
We hope you're studying how to... Oh. How to do this.
You want me to do that right there? I thought you wanted me out of your boobs.
Liliana.
Not there.
Liliana.
Mm. What's his name?
Liliana.
Brad, are you there, Brad?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you going to do the look, mono hands?
Okay.
I can try. I don't know.
I need help. I have no help.
Just lick around the rim.
I'm helpless.
Yes, please.
I don't really have a producer tonight.
Brad, can you hear us?
And she's licking up and down the hatch.
Whoa.
I don't know. You see, you didn't do it with your fingernail. That's what you got to do. It's like a jello thing.
Somebody got excited backstage.
They're so delish, though. Mm.
Guys are driving them nuts backstage.
Get both the nips?
Yeah, baby.
I think you should double check.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to leave her with salty nips.
Mm.
No. Ah, very nice. Very nice. So, let's hear it for our lovely ladies, Odette and
Amor. Lovely indeed.
Gentlemanly clapping. Gentlemanly clapping. For the lovely lady. The lovely lady.
That was awesome.
Now, I don't mean to deny the men if they get a partner to do this with.
Oh?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. If you want to get your guy to do it with you, you know.
Oh.
But, yeah, I mean. Or and then
body
we
shot?
Also, oh, here comes Juicy. He's
he's like, I will
yeah, Juicy.
Do this.
Oh man, Juicy!
He's got that Misfits do. He's ready to rock.
But he is.
Come on, she tastes so good.
Yeah.
So how does this work?
How does this work? This is the Bonoboville
Communion. We're gonna put some salt on our nips. Where's the salt?
Okay, the salt has here. There it is.
Sprinkle it on our nips.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to suck the nip first.
Yeah. So it sticks.
Do you know this man?
No.
I mean, is
we're
this,
meeting as is we speak.
He just sort of went up to you. Is this okay with you?
This is okay. Yes.
Is this okay? All right. You're in luck,
this
Juicy.
This is a nice introduction. Yes.
He made the move, but
for some reason,
she
might be cool.
I have to check in about this stuff. So okay, put the salt over there. I think. Yeah. Okay. Or there. Mm-hmm. All right. And here he goes. Okay. Go for it. Go for it. Mm. Take one of these. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And around. And you know. How are you doing? You want to come on
look,
up here?
He's
are you
professional
ready to do this?
Too.
Are you ready?
Here he goes. Here he goes. Oh wait, he did the Amor. Look, my hands.
I didn't hear what you said because everyone's talking.
I'll run that room.
I'll come up there. Are you ready for me?
I'm ready for you.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Mm. Ooh. I like her. I want to see this woman right now.
Yeah. This is Penny Jean, brothers
Penny
and sisters.
Jean.
Penny
She's
Jean.
She's so beautiful.
Is ascending the stage and... She is a protege of Jack the Zipper. Did Jack get a microphone out there yet? Anybody have a mic on Jack? at the bar, Max.
And she's Captain wearing the Max. Lovely silver pants. Lovely outfit. Silver pants.
Oh, that's,
beautiful silver pants.
Wait, we might
Whoa, wait.
We might need to do this a little bit differently.
We're going to do this. How are we doing it differently?
I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to.
So I want to be a table of licking.
You will be the table of licking. Okay, so come here.
So someone needs to ingest Jell-O shot off my
would
body.
Would you like to choose someone to do that? Because I think anyone you choose would want to.
Who's that blonde with the titties? Yeah, one right there.
Smart choice.
I volunteer myself.
Yes, here she comes, brothers and sisters. Baby Block, Amor Hilton.
Is this the part where...
Baby Block loves beautiful women.
Mm, right. So this is the part where you do a little striptease.
Okay.
You should stand up, though, for that.
All right. Yeah.
And we should have a little bit of music.
Okay.
Right? Do we have any?
It's going to be really complex. It's going to be a really complex striptease.
Complex.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay.
We have Penny Jean doing a complex striptease for Bonoboville. And you can start at any moment now.
Yeah. Wow.
Look at that body, brothers and sisters.
I don't wear a bra.
I know that girl.
That's obvious.
I don't wear underwear.
No. Well, then I think you should take it.
And she has her nipples pierced. That is so hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be really complicated.
Okay.
What gauge are the piercings?
You can keep boots on, but you should take the boots off.
Nipple piercings, what gauge? Please.
Nipple piercings are what hot gauge? As hell.
Oh, yeah. What gauge are those piercings? Ask her. Mm-hmm. What gauge are they?
Gauge.
Yeah.
What
size
gauge are you?
Right. My nipples?
Yes.
Yeah.
Regular? I don't know. Not
perfect.
Oh, her meds are in her boot, brothers and sisters.
No. The nipple piercing. The nipple piercing.
Thing. I mean, do you keep your meds in your boot?
I don't keep my meds in my boot. Maybe my boobs are, but not my boots are.
I keep her meds in my boot, too.
We got boots on the floor. Like some people have boots on the ground. This is boots on the floor. And socks also.
Oh.
Anybody out there got a fetish for women in athletic socks?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I think I do
white
now.
White athletic socks, right. They are something else.
I just had to get a shot from a pierced nipple girl.
Oh, okay. A shot here. Mm-hmm. Okay, here she goes, brothers and sisters.
I have mine pierced as well. Wow. I love them.
This is such a body, brothers and
what
sisters.
What a beautiful girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What is that?
Oh, I wanted to see her nipple pierced. She said she had her nipples
we
pierced, too.
We are looking at
I just girls with nipple piercings are so hot.
This is the kind of girl you want to take on a road trip with you.
Right
all you need is a pack of markers.
Wow. Here we go. Brothers and sisters,
where do
put
I
your
get
hands
a body?
Together.
Woo! That's great.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right.
Damn.
And here she is. On.
You are so goddamn sexy.
Oh, and I love the fact that you have a little bush. Look at that.
I love
you're
the fact she
so
has a little...
I have a bush, too.
But you have a bush, you know. She's like a nature girl, right? Sort of like made by, Darwin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It matches.
Beautiful.
Drapes.
You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
And different, I guess, than the conventional beauty.
Yeah. She reminds me of kind of like a way more exotic, beautiful, like Wynonna Ryder kind of deal. Yeah,
she's
very beautiful.
But
without the shoplifting.
Oh, yeah.
Without the shoplifting.
Right.
Just dick lifting.
But the pills, right, the girl interrupted thing, Wynonna might keep her pills in a boot, right?
I keep my pills in my boot.
Right, okay. So look at this body. Where should we take the shot off of?
There's multiple options to receive alcohol.
She's the virgin. Oh, but that would mean I'd be taking a Jell-O shot early in the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should we risk that?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You can do it. You can do it.
This show is already out
potty
of control.
Shots.
Okay. You can talk me into it. All right.
Indeed,
so
you will.
There are multiple locations to choose.
That means you should.
I have an ass underneath here, too.
You have an ass.
It's useful.
Uh-oh.
You can keep things in it.
It's a
but,
table.
But, you know, I think the nipple, it's very classic, right, for the Bonoboville communion. This is what we do here. We're a little religious about it. I mean, some people do an ass, and I warrant you, or a dick, right? might, we could do a Prince Albert, but the classic is the nipple. This is our communion, brothers and sisters, because, you know, I mean, sometimes religious organizations have a good idea. I mean, the bad idea is the idea of telling you you're not allowed to do just about every form of sex except procreation. But the good idea is bringing people together through rituals, right? I mean, that's kind of fun. Song and ritual and love and charity and empathy and beauty. And that's, you know, what we try to do here without telling you how to masturbate.
And right? Jello shots Jello on beautiful women.
There are many ways to masturbate. Well, we will tell you how to masturbate, but it's up to you, you know? Okay, so, great.
Okay, so I'm ready to get started.
You are ready, so I'm just moving the microphone so that, so now sit up kind of straight here, okay? And you hold the Jello shots. Okay, and you want to finger one out for me there? How about, what color? I guess the green goes the best with my outfit right at the moment. Yeah. Okay, and, you can run the, all right. But I think your knees should be down, right? Yes. All right, and the gorilla can hold you in his arms. How about if the gorilla holds you in his arms? Okay, and you hold that in your teeth, right? Okay. And now here we go. And you just put your hands at your sides. Okay, here we go. Such a beautiful what is it? It's the body and of Jesus, right? I mean, that's what you eat in Catholic communion.
Yes, body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Right? Body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Odette. This is kind of, I mean, it's not exactly Christ, but there's something Christ-like about her, right?
Christ,
I mean,
she's
exactly, can you put the mic over to her?
This, yeah, I'll get down on my knees.
It's exactly Christ.
It's Christ, she says, with the...
It's just such an honor. I'm so happy. You're about to put your mouth on my nipples, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to cry.
The hour of Christmas compels you.
Boom Shiva Shambhala.
Do the shot on the altar, yes.
Looks like cocaine.
Could be.
Is it
not?
Do the shot.
No, FBI. No, LAPD. You sue me. You raid me, I sue you. It's salt.
Not bath salt.
That's a one salty altar for Satan, eh?
It's very salty. Right. Oh, and I forgot
salty.
This part.
Yeah, no, it really enhances the
I
cotton.
Can't do it like a more. I have to actually lift it. And I am healed.
Woo! Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The altar's black magic healed. Daughter Susan. Yes, it did.
The lime and the coconut.
The devil's in the coconut.
All right. She has been de-virginized.
Woo! Woo!
On this show, is that they first?
Well, it's her first time on
the
show.
Just the beginning. Show's early.
And, you know, it's funny how a lot of people like to hold the microphone between their legs as if, you know,
They feel. They like it better.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
now.
You have sampled your Bonoboville communion, and you did very well. Mm-hmm. It's a
Thank
little
you.
Wet. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
A little wet.
It's good.
You did very well. You know, we're getting towards kind of the last kind of part of the show. Last half hour. It's like 3 half hours, right? So we talk and we commune. And now, of course, we have to celebrate Masturbation Month.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Right?
I'm
so,
ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to get mine in for the day.
All right. So now we need to discuss, before we do, or maybe not, I mean, what way would you like to masturbate? We have a Sibian. We have a Hitachi. We have other personal toys that we could give you.
I want to know
Wait.
I want to know if she's ridden a toy. What do you call it?
Have you ridden a Sibian?
I have never ridden a Sibian.
You have never ridden a Sibian.
Oh.
Would you like to
it's
try
it? It's my
that?
Moment. Yes. I would like to try it.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah,
all right. So, brothers and sisters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
Yes. This
would you like
definitely.
To come up here and sort of help with the ambiance?
She's going
to
love that.
Okay. So, so here we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go. Oh, there's a jello shot on the floor.
I'm just about, I just have to say one thing. My mom's listening right now, and I'm sorry, Mom.
Aw, is she really? What religion did you grow up with?
None. My mom was...
You're like not even Hindu or Wiccan?
We played witchcraft in the forest. I'm from Washington State. So
was it it was kind of a witch goddess religion?
Just in the forest.
Cool. Well, she brought you up right.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
All right, so now...
Bush.
You are going to get... You're going to straddle this, basically. You straddle this. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I'm ready.
So you straddle it this way?
Yeah, I got that. You put your little,
Right.
You put your cookie there. Yeah,
face,
no shit.
Okay, so here she goes.
Uh-oh.
She's mounting the Sibian. It's a little bit like mounting a horse or something. Yeah, it's not on yet. So first you get yourself situated. Right, okay. You want to hold the mic for me? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I've got the controls here. Because I'm so controlling.
She seems locked in place.
She looks like she's riding a keg.
A keg?
Like a keg of beer that vibrates.
Or a log.
Oh, this is way, way better than
and
a
And I
keg.
Want you to know,
yes.
Measure B people, we are Measure B compliant. This is a fresh sheet of
I see the
saran wrap.
The giant dental dam all over it.
Saran wrap,
very
so many uses. Thank you, Dr. Sousa Block.
This is a Sibian, brothers and sisters. Right. So many uses.
Mm.
And it has not wrapped a sandwich. It is just there to provide a thin layer. Here, put the mic up to her face.
Okay. I just sit here and receive pleasure. Whoa,
right.
My face
you sit
is
here
vibrating.
And receive,
No. It gets better. It gets better. It gets better.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Gonna be falling out.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing it, baby. Yeah.
How much to purchase?
Better
than
$1,300.
Yeah, that's a $1,300 thing.
Yeah, and I've only gone halfway.
Oh well, it's upgrading.
It's upgrading.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
I don't even have to do anything.
She is riding it.
Exactly.
Riding
that's a spot.
For Masturbation Month. Yes.
My pussy's gonna fall off.
Juicy right. Surrounded by that.
Are your teeth chattering still?
Whoa! Okay. Right. What a tease.
You want it all the
way? Yeah, all the way. All the way. I'm ready for it. Whoa!
I love watching girls for the first time. It's so hot.
Here she goes.
Give her a little flap.
It's my best friend.
They should give you a mouth guard.
Merry
you said your teeth are chattering. You don't want to break a tooth.
Sister
don't want to break a tooth.
Penny.
You can do it.
Do you need an umbrella in the crowd?
No.
That was beautiful.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
Woohoo! Let's hear it. She is masturbating, riding that Sibian.
I like her. I want to be best friends with this chick.
Okay.
I like the gentle reach for the submission of the styles there. That's great.
Second round?
Damn, she wants round two.
robots are replaced.
Let's hear it for Sister Whoa.
No, that was incredibly hot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that?
From here.
That was so hot to watch.
Did you like that?
Okay, we got to get a mic on.
Can she hear me?
I'm just going to take this home with you.
You're going to take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. Come on. Can I take it home?
Aw, how can I refuse? But I want your protege on. I got this mic. Maybe he'll. Do you have a mic for him? A mic to. Oh, you have a mic. Oh, say hi.
Doc.
We are about to hear
Doc.
From the voice of Jack.
What's cracking?
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have many a time. It's my favorite horse to ride, the Black Stallion Sibian.
Yeah. So Jack.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I can't. Yeah. Testing.
Okay.
Check.
So we love your latest discovery, Penny Jean.
I know, seriously. She is not only incredibly beautiful, but sexy as fuck. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
well said.
Indeed.
Yeah, she's good people, right?
Wow. I definitely want to be best friends with her.
Yeah, hillbillies make the best porn stars.
Say it again.
Hillbillies make the best porn stars, right?
Atlanta, Georgia.
You look like a Kentucky girl.
That's because they can take out
Atlanta,
their
Georgia, really?
Hey,
Atlanta,
I love
Georgia.
Your airport. They have a smoking lounge upstairs.
Yeah, they do. Oh. They do.
Wow.
Yeah, anybody. Everybody
that's
in
really
Atlanta, Georgia
random.
Who's listening right now.
That's,
I
think
more
that's
than
only
anything.
One in the United States, actually. Mm.
It is.
So, Jack.
Yeah.
Merry Masturbation Month.
Yeah, cheers to that.
Merry Masturbation Month, Jack.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
For 30 days.
Did you know it was Masturbation Month?
I do know that.
Yeah? Have you been celebrating?
Yeah, but nobody celebrates it like you. I think you're putting the icing on the cake.
Wait a second here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't hear.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here we are.
Somehow it wasn't coming into my headphones.
I'm sanitizing right now.
Hello.
So, so are you masturbating? Who? What?
Jack, are you masturbating?
Penny masturbates for me.
No.
I think she's
masturbating Jack.
Is she
you.
Cuddling with this right now? Or are
she,
you
I'm
pulling
hovering,
her hair?
It.
She's hovering over. She's.
Oh, you're making her lick herself
up.
Licking up
her own juices.
Uh-oh. Penny Jean's making moments.
Damn. I found my new two best friends forever.
Your
Definitely.
View was blocked by that big bald head there.
Yeah, okay, that's why I couldn't hear him in the headsets. So how come you can't put his voice in the headsets?
Well, if I do that, then you'll hear his own voice.
Oh, okay, I see.
I love you, Jack.
All right, Jack.
Love you, too.
So it's great to have you on the show, like at least in voice, if not in body. And Penny is here. Her body has been sacrificed for your lack of disclosure of your self.
I'm keeping the bar stools warm for you.
Aww.
I'm watching the show on the monitors.
Yeah.
It looks really good tonight.
The
lighting's amazing tonight.
Yes.
The girls are amazing. Your energy is perfect.
It's too bad that it's not scratch and sniff because it smells delicious.
It looks
you
like it is, though.
You can scratch it. It's okay. You can scratch it.
Yeah, when I scratch
I'm sorry,
it, there's
Mom.
Even more to sniff.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Beautiful.
The best.
Well, when Penny Jean flew out to visit this time around, I felt the need to bring her to meet you.
I'm glad you felt that need, Brother Jack. That need was put in you
it's just
by the
a simple,
spirit of sex.
Yeah, simple as
the
that.
The power of Satan.
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 She needed to celebrate Masturbation Month with us because she had never ridden a Sibian. And that is an important experience for a girl like her to have.
Yes. I like high-end masturbation, too. This is $1,300 masturbation.
Yes, this is $1,300 masturbation. That is
correct,
sister.
I really enjoy high-end masturbation.
You're a simple girl, but you appreciate the finer things.
I do.
Hey, Doc.
Yes.
I asked Penny Jean to grow her fur out over
the
telephone.
Yeah, he's the reason
why I
have a bush.
Ah, Jack. Uh-oh.
And she did it.
And
that says everything.
You have also grown your fur?
I did.
Oh,
I decided
my goodness. Can
this
we see?
Year I will show it off. It's a full bush on the top. Party area is kept clean.
Wow. So party area is clean. Here she is. Dirty. Look at these two beautiful girls.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that segue.
This is Odette Delacroix. We have some music.
Wait, you have more clothes on? Why?
Here she goes.
DJ.
We need the music so she can strip for Josh Hadley, who's watching at home because he's a dirty bastard.
You mean
Josh Hadley, you dirty bastard. I know you're watching.
Okay, I guess we're not getting music. Okay, she can just take off her. Whoa, look at that bush. Wow.
Yeah,
this is
it's good. It's quality.
I'm so happy pantyhose made a comeback.
Mm-hmm. Yes, look at that.
Pantyhose.
You know, it's so, you never can tell by looking at a girl on the outside what's going to be on the inside in terms of that bush. This is a glorious bush, I might say. Can we hear it for Sister Odette?
Amen.
Because she has got a beautiful little body. I mean, can you stand up together? Because you two ladies have this sort of similar look. It's like they're the blonde and the brunette versions of these just tiny little bodies.
It's the double bush twins. The double
bushes.
Bush twins.
Well, these tiny little bodies.
I guess
with
the
these
70s are
bad. Bushes, right?
Double bush twins, powers activate.
Their powers combine. Morphine.
Oh, yeah. You
orgasms activate.
The bushes together like.
I see something there in my face.
Okay, yes. So, how come you like bush so much, Jack?
Because when I was a kid riding my bike in the woods, I would come across mountains of old Playboys and penthouses. And they were all, melted from the rain, and you'd peel them open, and they'd crackle apart, and the girls had fur.
And what year was this? Can we know?
It was a while ago, It was before the 90s, right?
Late 80s.
Sounds like the 80s.
Dude, I got busted for stealing a penthouse out of a mailbox on my birthday.
Tracy Lord.
Uh-huh. And they had bush. Unless it was airbrushed.
Great.
Well,
if
you've ever had a girlfriend with fur, I mean, that's it. You're sold for life.
I'll watch from the corner for a while before I join in.
Very true. The bushes are coming back too. It's
Thank
been
God.
A thing.
But not too much bush. Not too much.
No, that's good.
No, just a little bit. I did a lot of bush eating in Southern Illinois. I picked a lot of ZZ Top beard out of my teeth from doing that. Ladies, keep those bushes short. Thank you. Please, please keep them short. It gets stuck in your teeth for days. Please, for the gentlemen that go down on you, do that for them.
That is,
we
that
need
I hear
that.
People that clapping is, in here.
That is
I'm
Hart's,
telling you the truth.
That is Hart's personal predilection.
Experience, personal experience,
which he is
folks.
Allowed to, but some people like a lot of hair. The only kind of bush that I will not tolerate is George.
Yes! Woo! Yeah! Amen!
I'm going to do a jello shot for that one.
Yes. Yeah, really.
Hey, Doc.
That's the only kind of bush. But there, some people like them trimmed. Some people like them all over the place.
Trim.
A beard.
Doc,
and
isn't it?
Some
isn't
people
it true?
Like them bald.
Doc,
like
isn't it true that the girls'
like a Catholic,
pheromones are
like
on
a Catholic
the fur?
Priest?
Yeah. So Jack,
yes.
What is the project that you're doing with Penny Jean right now?
We're just hanging out.
That project.
We're just hanging out. We're shooting.
I'm curious. Who are you signed with, honey?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't.
Oh, Amor's going to get her beautiful nails, her Hollywood socialite nails into you.
Whoa, what was that?
You know, she met Jack in a motel.
People get excited backstage every once in a while.
No more weed for the sound man.
This is very bad. I can't hear with these. And it's very staticky. So. All right. So, Jack, I didn't hear what the... project or is there a project or
no we're just hanging out and
fun
and shooting a little for fun, but we're going to work on we got a secret project we're going to try and launch in August, so we needed to meet, get to know each other. She needed to come to LA and have a relaxing 5 days instead of the industry 5 days.
I'm on vacation right now.
Yeah.
And how did you make her masturbate?
How did I what?
Didn't you say you made her masturbate?
No.
Oh.
I didn't say that, but I could.
Wait,
I thought you said you make her.
What did I do?
I asked her to grow a fur.
I didn't do it this time.
Oh, you masturbated him.
I swear I didn't do it this time.
You mean you gave him a hand job?
No, I used my pussy.
Well, I might
you
have
used
done
your
time.
Pussy to masturbate him. You know what? Oh. I don't think, I mean, uh-oh. I have a very okay. wide definition of masturbation, but I don't know that using your pussy to masturbate a cock would fit. That goes into the realm
oh my God, that means
copulation,
such a
which is fine, but it's just not masturbation, I don't think.
Yeah, give it a name, I mean.
Unless you could masturbate while you're fucking, you know, you could like, like say
I just I thought it was
rubbing
the way, and
clit.
Now I realize that I'm a really big slut. I thought I was just masturbating dudes with my pussy. Shit.
You live yeah. and learn.
Now you yeah. gotta start charging extra.
Way to trash her dream, Dr. Susan Block. Evil queen of mean.
So, what do you masturbate to? Do you masturbate to horror stuff?
Oh, fuck dude. No, are you fucking crazy?
What, like what, I mean, trimmed bush, right?
Or definitely what? Some trim bush. I okay, like a lot of the stuff on kink.com. I do love the old
I
penthouse stuff.
I love kink. I think kink is the hottest site, honestly. And I've worked for them. Hi, kink.
Uh-oh.
I see, I think you. The last time I met
kink does
shallow.
So many things, though. I mean, do you like spanking or cuckold or...
Well, me personally, I was like in doing hard bondage. Mm. I was like into hardcore bondage. I love it.
So,
I
Jack, when sexy. You masturbate, what do you masturbate to?
Do you want a fake answer or the truth?
The truth.
I don't let myself masturbate anymore. I like to build my chi energy until I'm with a girl. Is that crazy?
No. I mean, so when's the last time you masturbated?
This morning. I was lying just now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every guy does.
No, you know what?
You know, some guys masturbate and they don't come. You don't have
that's
to come.
Do. That's what I do.
Yeah, I heard that before, too.
I mean, I think everybody masturbates, even if you're doing it when you're with another person in between scenes, you know, you're mm-hmm. going from one position to the other, and you go, shake, 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 it, touch it, touch it, touch it.
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes
you gotta keep
work.
Things going, right?
Right.
I mean, there's always a way for your hand to help, right?
Right, yeah. Right, right.
Right.
It's your best so, friend.
Mm. Yeah. A wise woman once said, when you grow older, you realize you have two hands, one for helping yourself and one for helping others.
So, Jack,
yeah.
when you masturbate, do you like think about the right themes here. Of your movies or something totally different?
No, I just think about all the stuff I like, you know, and the people I like,
okay.
and that's it. Nothing.
So, what about these people?
I'm
what do you like about the speakeasy? What do you do here? Why are you here all the time?
Well, I mean, it's obvious that it shouldn't exist in 2013 Los Angeles, but somehow it does. So,
what, this place, Bonoboville?
Yeah, right?
It shouldn't exist?
In 2013 LA, this shouldn't exist, but somehow y'all make it happen.
Hey, it can only exist in 2013 because that's what year it is, and that's when it's happening, is right now, and every moment is a moment to celebrate. And this happens to be Masturbation Month, so we're
well
celebrating
said.
With these two gorgeous girls in my bed. Mm.
It is the year of the witch.
And they taste
fantastic. The year of the bush.
I mean, these bushes are really nice. Brad wants to know, can we get him on the phone? I couldn't hear him. Okay, well, we couldn't hear him because everybody's probably talking so much. So, you want to get him back on? Is he on?
Up here. What do you think we're going to do?
Okay, Brad, if you're listening, you can call, but no, I don't think that Odette
Hello.
Is available for a private one-on-one call post-show. Right?
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Can you Skype make that money?
Unless you know, give her your credit card or something,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. So, you will give him a private one-on-one call, Nick? Nick will give you a
Uh-oh.
Private one-on-one call, Brad.
All right.
So there, you know. So,
go get him, Nick.
You can celebrate Masturbation Month
Nick
with Nick.
Woo!
Yeah, who is actually one of our great therapists here at the Institute. That's right. And you might see Ashley wandering around tonight. She's also one of our therapists. And so is Liliana. So we are here for you just in case you need a little help, a helping hand, celebrating Masturbation Month,
yeah.
right? You know, a little guided masturbation. Or, you know, maybe you need to free yourself to celebrate yourself. And, you know, I mean, it's okay not to come. It's okay to hold back from ejaculation and orgasm, because orgasm is a great experience. And I really you know, I'm into orgasms
Throw
myself.
On a little
but
cock case,
I understand that some people like to hold off, especially guys. I think, you know, a woman can never have too many orgasms.
What do you mean? People prefer edging over
edging,
orgasming?
Right.
Hell
the edging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
a lot yeah. of guys
High
like
five,
why?
Baby.
I want to know why.
You wonder why?
Because I would
Cause they
totally
want to save it up so
off.
They can.
I like go to sleep like
they
a baby.
They can drop a big load on your chest, Miss Bukkake. Yeah, that's
Miss
why.
Bukkake.
Oh, also because the feeling, you know, it you're making it last. Do you like to do that? Is that what it is, Jack? Edge play?
Yes.
We got your number. You know, I mean. It's like a tantric thing, except I think the tantras go a little far by saying you're never allowed to ejaculate. I think you should ejaculate every once in a while.
Edge play is for people with more brain power, because the brain is the true sex organ of everything. The mind is it.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get value judgment about it. I think there's a lot of smart people
value
that
judgment.
Like to come a lot. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can be smart and come a lot. It's not like edge play
can,
is only for smart people.
It's not about being smart. It's not about being smart.
But a lot of people, and actually I know a few hillbillies that are into edge play, believe me.
Hillbillies.
Yeah. All kinds.
I didn't mean that.
Make the best porn stars.
The mind is the true
Although
sex
you're
organ.
Right. In general,
That's
in
all
general
I meant.
That
I didn't
you know,
that.
If we did a little sort of IQ test, maybe the edge players might be a little bit, in general, sort of
took me in the
higher
way.
IQ. So, you know, it's all about delayed gratification. But, you know, the extreme of delayed gratification
But isn't
is
it
no
great
good.
To just hover on the edge? I mean, the thing is like you get really close to, like, coming, and you're, like, right on that edge, and you sustain that. And you sustain, like being on the verge in a suspense film, where you're waiting for the bomb to go off, it's not going off. That's what the edge play is really about. It's not just, oh, I want to be on the edge. You're extending your pleasure in that moment of pleasure as long as you can before you pop over the edge.
I did
that when
Amen
and amen.
But I have a question.
Although there is a point of, you know, where it has lost return. Sometimes you can hold back so much you kind of lose it.
I totally
That's timing. You're talking about timing like comedy.
I'm trying
or a good
to ask
kill.
Though, like when like why when you edge though, like what satisfaction do you get off of the edging as you know
Because you
se?
Get to ride the wave.
You're on
instead
that,
of orgasming?
As a, no,
you're
as
just
a
like,
man
oh,
though,
I'll
as a man
like,
Because when a man
that,
has an orgasm,
like,
it's
no
over.
Yeah, when the dude has the orgasm, it's okay, I'm sleeping by.
I need a sandwich.
And you're done.
Well,
but so when you're on the
like,
edge,
let's
you're
go.
Extending your pleasure. That's the whole point of why I did the Prince Albert. I was extending my own pleasure. It wasn't about anybody else. I was being a selfish prick. And joke, But the idea of edge play is that you're extending your orgasm as a man because you can't like just immediately do it again like a woman can.
It
so
certainly
a guy,
helps with all you premature ejaculators out there.
Yeah.
That's right. Uh-oh. You guys that are quick on the trigger, try some edge play. All right. So I know you've written a city,
edge play just now.
But it is
oh, yeah.
masturbation
that,
month, and we did just put a new saran wrap on there. So, Jack,
Glenn.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack the Zipper, we're going to have a Sibian ride to celebrate Masturbation Month.
Jack is going to do
is
a Sibian smart. Ride?
And, I mean, have you seen
amazing.
This beautiful girl, this lovely little Woo. Blonde here, that. Odette Delacroix?
I see Odette Delacroix on my French, Facebook page every day.
Yes. And
oh,
she is
I'm sure
very awesome. French. And perhaps you should put her into one of your movies, a cinema.
Well, I mean,
you know,
all you can do is ask.
Festival? Yes.
I'm ready.
She's got fur.
So
I'm
let's,
so,
let's,
yes.
She does have fur. Furry. She has quite a bit of fur.
Thank
for,
you.
I
That's
mean,
very small amount
She's almost
of fur,
got
honestly.
More
Come
fur on.
On
her puss than she does. Can
Go
somebody
pussy
help
surfing
me
in
with
Champaign,
herself?
Illinois. That's some serious
I
easy top fur.
I have no help tonight.
Yes, you do.
Ah, here she comes.
Oh, baby blocker.
Here
That's
she is in her little tutu, little Aaliyah. Aaliyah, move this into the center here and... yes, there we go. Mmm, very nice. Except this is the wrong way. It needs to be turned around. Very nice. Okay.
I love that corset.
And,
that's
pull this
sexy.
Out from under.
Very
out from
sexy.
Under.
Yes.
Okay, and now you are ready to ascend the yes. throne.
Is
the
that
throne
a
of
pulsating?
My good, good friend.
What
Here
a beautiful name, Odette.
Oh, thank you.
My dear Penny Jean, can you hold the microphone so that
I won't be able
Odette
to,
can
me.
Feel free to react and respond and allow her emotions to pour forth in celebration of the holiday. Marilyn Monroe.
This is the first Dr.
Master
Susie?
Master Mason Bunt. What? Do you want to come up here and kind of help with the vibe?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Is this the first time?
No. Well, it's the first time she rode my Sibian.
Oh, yours.
See, look,
oh,
she's starting to get confused.
You're going to like this. This is like a treat.
Look, she's getting confused now. She's starting to not know what English is anymore.
Yeah, she's... And now right, we've look, just started the vibe. What?
Train the of thought? Is, lost? Mm,
oh, no, God. You hold it. You hold it for her, yes, so she doesn't have to hold it.
Hold it for me, because my hands will go...
No.
See? Right. Very she's soon. Down to Twitter post.
She might want her hands yes. to, like, play with her bush here. Yeah, you could just kind of do a little extra
bush.
Playing.
Mm. Oh, my God.
You could, you know, kind of feel her ass. What do you like on your ass? Squeezing or spanking? Or?
Yeah.
Squeezing. Like a sweet little pretty little ass.
Oh my god. Mm.
I do it all.
I know you would.
Yes. Park. Go for it.
Me.
I want the full
there
treatment.
We
go. I know. Saw the light come on.
Edging,
yes, please.
Edging,
oh. Uh-oh.
That's cool looking.
This never gets old.
No, it certainly doesn't, brothers and sisters. We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Christ is risen again every time we watch a pretty girl ride the Sibian. Oh, yes.
That's a beautiful thing. Look at that lady. Beautiful thing. Riding on the Sibian. Beautiful thing. She's coming. She's first in the race.
Yes,
she's first in the race.
Cool.
She's coming in on the finish line. She's
saying,
coming on the finish
Lord,
line. Riding the
lady,
Sibian horse. The blonde beauty is riding.
And I am not
there
ashamed.
She comes. She's coming. There she comes.
Yes,
she's
Sister
coming in on the finish line. Oh, there she goes. She's coming. She's winning. Hallelujah.
Come for us, Sister Odette. Come for us.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen.
Orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think amen. We have orgasm, Houston. Woo! And let's
we
have a
have
hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Yes.
Yeah, see him safely orgasmed. We did our job.
Woo! Yeah. Wow. That was exciting.
Thank you, Doc. You know?
I just have to say that was hot as hell.
Your turn.
That was very hot.
Take off all our clothes.
That was a beautiful thing.
Your turn.
No,
I
seriously.
Think I can talk now.
It is getting hot in here.
I am hot now.
Woo. So, I should invite the men
melted.
To ride the Sibian if they want.
The prostate thing? Is that what's going on? Rusty, get up there.
Fuck you.
Oh, my
diaper.
God. No, I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my name to Sibian.
Rusty has to masturbate in his... Okay. So, ladies, would you like a personal toy?
Uh-oh. Oh, yes. There's options, too.
There's options, yes.
Oh,
we have different
goodness.
Options.
Let me put this down for a second.
They're fun. Look at that.
She always has the best toys. I love it. Every time I go home, I'm like, I have that.
No toys for the guests?
Okay, make up your mind. Make up your mind. Just because it's Masturbation Month, it's not like Christmas under the tree. Okay.
It's woo-hoo. Christmas for Susan Blah.
Oh, you got to put that on.
Yeah,
it's
I'm gonna
neon,
put this on neon
party vibe,
vibrate and necklace.
Yep, an OG. Yeah.
With your
okay.
Pussy time.
Accessory.
Yeah.
It's pussy time and Christmas.
In fact, I'm wondering if that come. Is a Phil. Wait a second.
To be sharing.
Yeah, Phil.
It's Phil. Phil.
After both
Bill
of those
Verone?
Ladies riding
Bill
on the Verone. Sibian, they're going to know anything.
Yeah, I think
anything.
He makes these too.
Yeah, well, I love fucking Bill Verone.
We love fucking
Phil
Verone.
Verone, if you're listening to this right now, I love you so much. I love fucking you. I'm serious.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Phil Verone.
Phil Verone,
come
I
on
love
back,
you.
And you'll come back on the show when he's here. We love Phil Verone. Okay, so open it up.
Yeah, he was in Atlanta for Real Swingers Atlanta, and I was real swinging mm-hmm. in Atlanta.
So what did Santa bring you under
he's
the tree?
He's a rock star.
He's a rock
star.
Uh-oh.
Like Juicy J, but different. Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Does it smell nice?
Does it need batteries?
No. Nope.
No, it's... Oh.
He's pink.
Oh, it had a little plastic thing, so it wouldn't explode like a bomb.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Okay, it's on.
It's on.
It's meant to make you
oh, yeah.
smell like a bomb.
Mm. Yeah, look at that.
It's for while you're driving.
I have a new necklace, and it masturbates for me.
Mm-hmm. Masturbation day at Disneyland.
A masturbating necklace. You know, this is convenient. Not that I approve of doing it in the car, but it could just travel with you.
At American
easily.
Horror is a masturbating necklace is the crucifix. Because it is now Satanic Sunday.
Yeah.
Sanctioned by Obama.
Hell yes.
Very nice. It's nice that you both got pink things. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, there we
Very
go.
Nice.
Whoops, let's move this here. And what nice. Are we doing?
This
oh,
is
yes.
way better than She's being on Jerry Springer. Nice. Let me tell you, Doc, I'm
yeah.
very happy
We're doing
to be here.
A product test.
Have you been
you
on Jerry Springer?
Wow. He's been
oh, yeah.
on a lot
I've
of
I've been
them,
on
Doc.
Larry King, Jerry Springer. There was a protest yeah. march on my home on CNN. This is way better.
Right.
Thank you, Doc.
At least as sensational, but much more peaceful.
Yes,
it's
much
more
peaceful.
Loving. It's about
loving,
the love.
That's right. We're all about love. We practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure and, you know, technology.
And nobody's yelling at me through a megaphone.
Oh, no. Well, we
that's
can...
my normal thing.
Just on microphones. Look at that. And we happen to have... some great beauties here tonight. Can
you know,
we have
got a
some
little
applause
pussy.
Yeah. for pussy. Our beautiful
Jack,
girls.
Jack, thank you for bringing the lady, Jack.
Yes.
Jack, thank you. Jack. Wherever you are, Jack,
yes.
thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jack.
Yes, thank
and
you.
Thank you, Odette, for bringing yourself.
Pussy good like talent scout.
Oh, yeah.
Good talent
Oh, we have to have you back, my darling.
Great pussy. Look at that pussy.
Just makes you wonder if it's ever going to fit in that. You know. But
see, masturbation
you know
can be done with Come a friend. On,
Yes.
No doubt.
Helping hand.
Well, is it now masturbation or is it just, I don't know, manipulation?
Stroking,
well,
oh.
manipulation.
Pleasure.
That implies this is what I would call a mutual masturbation kind of
yes.
thing. Mutual masturbation could be you're both masturbating and
Love
looking at each other, or it could be you're
You should really be helping each other out.
Each
that's really
you know,
what humanity's
rubbing
about, helping each other out.
You've got
a
big should thing going on. That's why
America.
You're all into evil. Right.
You figured me out. You're a doctor.
You figured
damn
him
it.
Out.
Figured me out. Damn it.
That's right. You really, you know, you're probably a frustrated preacher.
Oh, I'd be an evil
preacher. Are you serious? I'm a preacher?
And here's our little Catholic girl. Are you? Do you still go to
yes.
church?
I do not still go to church, but I did go to Catholic college, so all
went
the way
to Catholic
up,
college.
I did.
While
Can
she's
you
masturbating
say
the lady with the pink.
You know
pink
what?
Color.
I Hustler kind of blew my cover, so I will say that I'm a graduate of Loyola Marymount, a fine
oh,
Jesuit
Nick, write this
institution.
Down. Loyola Marymount.
Loyola Marymount
and
University.
With a magna cum laude.
I was summa cum laude. I graduated at the top of my class.
Very
That's fantastic.
Good.
Woo!
Yeah, and what was your major?
She likes to be
I
on
was
top.
English literature and journalism.
Whoa,
well, you're topping
good.
This lady
and,
right
and
now.
And now, did you know you would become a porn star?
I had always been an exhibitionist, and I started out doing art modeling when I moved to LA on a scholarship for college. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until my junior year that I felt comfortable actually charging people and doing it as more of a job. But ever since then, wow. I've done it regularly, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. It's
and
just
we are so
incredible.
Glad you are going to keep doing it, Odette.
Yes, me too.
And,
it's
you know, more
amazing.
And more different kinds of people are getting into sexual performance. It's amazing. I think it's great. I mean... You're very creative, and are you keeping up on your writing? Are you writing about your experiences, my dear?
I am, yes.
Good
definitely.
Girl. You know. So that's cool. English Lit Loyola Marymount. Did you get that? Right. So thank you, Loyola
yes.
Marymount.
Yes.
For,
thank
and
you.
And you also Woo. Went to Loyola.
My family.
All right.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Wow. We've got like a
what
reunion
do you know?
Going Cubs. Here, right? Yeah.
It's
You've
a
got what?
Place.
I'm still waiting for my Jello shot from a titty.
You're waiting for what? Oh,
for
your
Jello shot.
Oh, come right up here.
Yeah.
Here she comes, brothers
for?
And sisters.
Oh, you
put your hands together Woo! For Sister Ava.
Yeah.
Who do you want it off
I need
of?
Jello shot too.
Uh oh.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Off she goes with her top brothers and sisters. Beautiful Ava. Of her pierced nipples. Oh,
I've been waiting
goodness.
To see those
Here
nipples.
Here we go. All right. How you doing, Ava? Did you miss us this week?
Yes, of course. course. Aww, I always love
we missed you
here.
Too. That's why you're back. We really had a good time with you, darling.
You.
Okay, so look at this little pretty little thing here.
She's like, so a little, she's like a little too. Fairy, like she's, a little forest fairy.
She is, but she's very, very capable.
Do, you, they taught do your boobies well have magical powers?
By the way, we have holy water lube in case anyone needs some.
Oh, not too much.
And there she goes. With, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lean back and expose those lovely pierced nipples.
Oh, so hot.
Yes. There are. There's all types here tonight. But you know what? I think we have all natural boobs tonight on the girls, right? Let's hear it for all natural
boobs.
And natural vaginas, too.
I'm not sure about the boobs on my friend here.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Are they real?
No.
Okay.
Went to the best doctor in Beverly Hills. You can buy crazy shit out here.
There she goes, and now suck it right down.
Woo! She swallows like a good girl.
She does.
She really does.
Odette Delacroix. Yes, she's so lovely. And Brad, you can masturbate to her. Brad has been tweeting about masturbating to you all week, so I just want to give a shout out to him, even though somehow we can't hear him.
I left
him on
the stage to masturbate for a little while.
Yeah.
You inspired me so much.
Oh, wow. What'd you do? Where'd you go?
I've been practicing masturbation.
Yeah? Can you show us? Can you, now that you've been practicing?
I'm satisfied.
Oh.
I just came to get a shot.
You need to get a shot. Okay, here we go. And did you choose your flavor? So Brad, his name is Avid Masturbator on Twitter.
You
have a message for him, don't you?
I recognize Avid Masturbator, and I just wanted to say good for you for being so open about your masturbating. And I see your tweets. I definitely read them. So.
Oh, you read my tweets?
Just I will now.
We're all avid masturbators. There's many avid masturbators, but there's only one on Twitter.
I'm just
and his name is Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
And he's
Thank
in love
you, Brad.
With Odette, and he's going to masturbate two images of her tonight.
And he can masturbate to what's going to happen right now.
Yes, and what is going to happen right now?
I'm going to be the human table once more tonight.
And what is the human table?
Yes, the communion.
This is communion. Did you take communion when you were
I'm the newbie. What is the human table?
I feel about that.
What's the human
guilty,
table?
A little.
A little.
Catholic guilt.
Because
it takes
you felt like
while,
if you weren't
yes.
pure, you couldn't like take the communion.
Exactly.
And no
big
one
Viking
is ever
newbie.
Pure
what's
enough.
What's the table? What is
and
that?
Yet, here in Bonoboville, we are all pure enough to take communion.
Oh, yes.
Yes, as long as we are peace through pleasure, bonobos, we are pure and we are loving and we are here to take communion off of the lovely, delectable titties of Sister Odette Delacroix.
Woohoo! Amen!
Hey, women.
Let's do this.
And here she is.
I just need to prepare the surface.
Ava. Yes, prepare the surface. Tongue, tongue, tongue. Give good tongue.
She gives great tongue.
There she goes. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's doing both. She's a greedy little mistress.
That's fine.
Well, that's why there's two.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I was wondering, why are there two? Yeah. And there is the shot. Is it okay?
It's
finger
loose?
It. All right. I guess this is the method you have
to
use.
You gotta finger that shot.
To swallow the.
No, don't finger the shot. Finger the girl.
Jello shot. It's finger first.
Is that a T-shirt?
It's a fingering. It's a fingering thing. Okay, here she goes.
Finger food.
And she is licking up.
Yes.
You know. She only had part of the salt. You have
now
to
the rest.
Finish the salt, right?
Unless I go home with salty tits.
You've got salty tits. No, she's doing it now.
Oh,
okay.
No, there's no
she
salt
knows.
Left
okay,
now.
She's licking up the salt. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's very thorough.
So let's hear it for Mistress Ava.
Woo!
And
Ava.
Odette, the lapsed Catholic. Table of Christ. Yes. Very good. Okay. Well, I think we're about out of time, so we're going to say quick goodbyes to everybody before we go into the after party. Aw, well, yeah. The you know, the show part is almost over, but the party is about to begin, okay?
Oh, yes.
So, I agree, Mommy
So
Black.
First of all, here we are. Odette Delacroix, brothers and sisters.
Yes. You, had such
you know,
a good time.
She's just amazing.
I will be back, I'm sure.
And where do we find you?
You can find me at Odette Delacroix on Twitter. ODETTEDELACROIX and at sexycustomvideos.com.
Woo! Yo.
Woo!
And let's see, we have Mistress Ava.
You can find me at worship_Eva on Twitter or Eva, Miss Eva, MS Eva, XXX. Oh, those shots are getting to me.
Hey, you know, I've been calling you Ava all night. I'm surprised you didn't try to spank me for that.
It's
but
the power
hey,
of the
maybe
devil.
Later.
You can call me whatever you want. You can call me whatever you
aww.
Want.
Woo! I'll call you sweetheart.
Aww.
So now
I had a great time.
We love
as
you,
always.
Ava. All right, and now the fabulous Penny Jean.
Yeah.
Give a shout out. Shout it all out.
I'm
going
to give a shout out to my hometown of Bellevue, Washington. Woo! And my mom who's listening right now. I love you, Mom, so much.
Hey, Mom. And hey, is your mom really listening?
Yeah, she's really listening right now.
You know, Mom of Penny Jean, what is her name?
Esther.
Esther? That sounds like a Jewish girl.
Well, she, I don't know.
Was she raised Jewish and then she became Wiccan or something like that?
I don't know. No, we're not Wiccan. We're just gritty.
Okay. Well, anyway, Esther is the name of one of my favorite heroines of the Old Testament, the Bible, because she is the beauty contest winner who saved her people by seducing the king and basically being an exhibitionist, whereas Queen Vashti, played in our Purim spiel by Amor Hilton, refused to strip naked for the king. So Esther did,
yeah.
And then she basically won the war.
And a shout out
Mom,
to your tire.
We Woo. Appreciate you bringing up your daughter to be so beautiful and smart
yeah.
and
I
giving.
I love you, Mom, more
I
than
agree.
Anything. And I want to give a shout out to the entire state of Georgia and Ocala, Florida, and Hunter Turner, and Connor Cox. And I can't think there's so many more people. I love all of you, the reason I'm here today. And my Twitter is at Penny Jean, at Penny Exotic Jean. Please follow me because it measures my worth. And I only have 900 and some followers, so my worth is low. So please upgrade it.
Oh. Your worth is high, baby. Your worth is high.
Mm. Okay, so now where are we going? Oh, Juicy J.
Yes.
Where do we find you?
You can find me anywhere online. Just look up DJ Juicy J.
Wow, we've been seeing you since like 2006.
Yeah, you know I'm a fun guy, I guess. Get around.
You're a fun guy. So yeah, get Snoop Dogg and. Whoever you all with, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no,
here.
Actually, you know, it's we have fun. Whoever's around this week. You know.
Whoever's around.
This week.
Yeah.
We're going on tour soon, so we'll be around all around the country, saying hi to new people and turning new people on all over the world. You know, so.
All right.
Woo!
Say, yeah.
And Senor Fisher. Mr.
Oh, I'm
Hart.
A whole pack of trouble, and I'm all over the goddamn place. You can catch me on Saturday nights at www.jackaloperadio.com for Heart Attack. That's right, Heart Attack, where I go fucking apeshit crazy on the man trying to pull his bullshit. And otherwise, you watch American Horrors, the world's greatest uncut horror channel, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for free at www.filmon.com. That's www.filmon.com. I am Hart D. Fisher. And I will eat your fucking children.
Do people masturbate to that?
Oh, they do. Come on. You've been in this business a long time.
That is scary.
Danzig's my buddy. Come on. Seriously.
They turn up his voice and jump on the speaker. That's what they do.
I ain't nothing but trouble.
Wow. Okay.
Look at those pretty
girls. So, where do we find you?
Rusty Fox at Twitter and Rusty Fox at the American Horse.
Rusty what?
Stay close to the microphone.
Rusty Fox at Twitter and Rusty Fox at American Horrors.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been smoking Rusty out, so he's kind of doesn't know where he is right now.
Right,
he's kind of lost.
Knows how to talk on a microphone.
I'm going to walk him home.
We got to give people like mic lessons before the show here.
All right,
brothers and sisters, and of course our friend Jack is out there somewhere. But we want to thank you all for joining us. We want you to have a merry, merry masturbation month. It is the merry masturbation month of May, brothers and sisters. And you might masturbate all year, but this is the month that you honor it. This is the month that you kind of focus on it, that you maybe try something different, like edge play, or like a Sibian. Come over to the speakeasy, try it. And it's a time for you to explore with your partner, mutual masturbation. It's a time to try something different. Maybe, you know, talking about masturbation with your girlfriends. I mean, that's a
exactly.
possibility. Right?
I'm going to try edging this month.
You're
for masturbation
try
month.
Yeah,
I'm going to try the edging this month.
Well,
definitely
you
edge.
Should
edge.
Even for women. Come on.
We'll
when
see.
You come
edge.
Within 2 minutes, it's never going to be as powerful an orgasm as if you edge it for, you know, 15
edge
minutes, a
totally
half hour,
true.
Something like that, you know? That's
for a half hour.
Edge in moderation.
Half hour, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Don't overdose
half
on edging.
Half hour sex.
Well, I'll try
that?
It.
Or masturbation. Or it feels like a half hour, you know. No. Anyway.
That's the point.
Who else did I want to say goodbye
Juicy
to?
Juicy J, of course.
I want to thank you for having me on the show. I had a great time. Thank you,
you
so much.
You
it's
seem
fantastic.
Like
it. I talked to you with a Jell-O shot in my mouth, so
it's,
thank you.
You know what?
I
mean, the
balls,
fact so. that they make a movie that has the cutting off of a breast PG, where the kissing of a breast and the bearing of a breast is rated X, is kind of ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
Uh-oh. Yeah, right. These beautiful breasts. Why? Oh, I think.
And all direction.
So, brothers and sisters, by the way, you know, if you're big fans of the show, I just want to let you know we are looking for $1 million.
Okay.
Oh, can I have some too?
So, if you've got $1 million, let us know.
Yeah, because I need some too. Well, I need a 50-pound box.
We actually have a few possibilities of $1 million that we're getting from some possible investors out there. But just in case you want to contribute to the next stage of the speakeasy, the institute, then pony up. Actually, we're looking at investments of $20,000 or more.
And
so
it's a beautiful place down here, by the way. It's
like
a beautiful place.
Too.
Yeah, you could just make it out to Juicy J.
That really
No, but here we're investing in a building because we're going to expand Bonoboville, brothers and sisters. We're going to move into a new building. It's a fabulous place, but we'll talk about it in the party. For now, make like bonobos, not baboons. By the way, bonobos masturbate, and they sometimes use sex toys. You can see them in the San Diego Zoo, and they'll like rub a plastic ball against the big juicy clit of
definitely.
The bonobo.
Definitely. This is something to look into.
And bonobos are into all kinds of sex, and they're very, very peaceful. They have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. So and the females have a lot
have
of sex together. They rub pussies
together
a lot. Hoka hoka.
Only sometimes.
A lot of female power and very little violence, no killing, and lots of sex. Why do the males put up with the females having all that power? Because they get laid a lot. So there you go.
Because the pussy's that goddamn good.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So practice your masturbation. Celebrate Masturbation Month. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even
love.
If that someone is you. I love you.
We all love you.
Hallelujah.
Love.
See the clap sign. See the clap sign.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of
doing
the
a
Dr.
Photo,
Susan Block
photo.
Institute for
all
the Erotic
the,
Arts and Sciences,
main guests
specializing
come
in sex
the
therapy over the phone. anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.